We're talking with
Sue Mascaleras. I'm a volunteer with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Maryland chapter. I'm a board member and I'm the advocacy committee chair.
Sue Mascaleras knows what it's like to lose someone to suicide. Her father killed himself when she was in her teens. So she spends a lot of time trying to prevent others from killing themselves and helping those who are left behind.
Suicide is one of the top 10 causes of death in the entire country, and it's the only one that's still on the rise. Over 44,000 people die each year by suicide in this country.
What's the rate of suicide in Maryland?
There is a suicide every 16 hours thereabouts. In 2015, 553 people died by suicide. It's the 12th leading cause of death in the state of Maryland. It's the fifth leading cause of death for ages 35 to 44, third leading cause of death for ages 15 to 34, and for ages 10 to 14, it's the first leading cause of death in the state of Maryland.
You know, there has to be some concern as well about these young children who are being cyberbullied and succumb to it via suicide.
Right. Now, one of the things that we try and point out too is that suicide is a complex issue. You can't point to one specific thing and say this is what caused someone to decide to take their life. A large component we found out through research is that 90% of people who die by suicide have an underlying mental health condition, either diagnosed or sometimes not even undiagnosed at the time of their death. It affects the way the brain processes information.
Is it too simple to say that you're not really trying to end your life, you're trying to end the pain?
That's exactly right.
Have you determined or been able to find out if a walk like this, the attention that it brings, actually helps people who might be on the verge?
Well, what it does, and lost survivors come to our walks, people who have lived experience, people who are struggling, they come and they see that they're not alone. Suicide has such a stigma to it that a lot of times people are suffering in silence because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to be thought of as weak or, you know, just snap out of it. There's a lot of misunderstanding about depression and suicidal ideation. So a lot of people come and they see, and there's a lot of tears on the route, and that's okay. But just the sheer fact of being in a group of thousands of other people who have a similar experience, who know what you're going through, it can be very, very healing.
We've been talking with Sue Mascaleras, a Maryland board member and advocacy chair of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We spoke right before the Out of Darkness Overnight Walk. It's the largest annual fundraising event held by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. There will be others later in the year on the state level.
Every year, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, they host a number of local walks, the campus walks and the community walks.
To find out about the next Out of Darkness Walk, or if you just need some information, there are links on the Maryland News Network Facebook page. I'm Judlyn Lilly.